You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
We're bringing our Jets guest, and that is Matthias Farley, safety for the Jets right now. And Matthias, thanks for giving us a few minutes here. So is Matthias Matthias? Matthias, I think, is probably the way I should
Matthias,
be saying, right?
Yeah,
my bad. I apologize.
Matthias, yeah.
You know what it is?
All good, all good.
I covered hockey for many years, and there were a lot of Swedes, and they would say Matthias. So I'm just stuck on that for some reason.
Yeah.
So my bad. Let me ask you.
Yeah, no.
Like what, you know, and I feel like this is, it's not a loaded question because it's a real curiosity. Fans react, fans are emotional, fans are angry, fans go through a lot of stuff. But an 0-6 locker room has got to be an interesting place. It's got to be. I mean, what is, just take us in there. Like, what is the room like? What are conversations like? Are guys just, are heads down? Is there no eye contact? Or is it different? Because people on the outside, especially ex-NFL players, Bart has said this too, like you need leaders to start standing up, speaking up, saying more things, not letting guys walk around with their heads down. What's going on in that locker room right now?
Well, I think it's just that, Alan. I think, you know, obviously the season has not gone the way we expected or anticipated or have worked for it to go. But the locker room is really coming together. You know, we had a similar start to last year and guys really started to gel and come together. We finished the season really strong, and that's really happening in our locker room on a day-in and day-out basis. I think, you know, with all the COVID protocol, that we've moved the lockers around, so you're by different guys. So the team is really getting to learn about each other outside of our position rooms, and I think that's something that's going to be really beneficial for us moving forward.
You mentioned COVID. Everybody's had to deal with this in the league, but we are seeing like various teams look like a lot of times where it's not enough practice time. We heard the Patriots talk about that. Other teams are also just discussing how the first couple of weeks of the season feels like preseason because it's the first live action you're actually getting other than playing against your own teammates. How much of that did you feel? I mean, you've been in the league enough now. How much of that did you feel? Not having a preseason at all and then jumping right in week one, having to play competitive games against another team that you haven't been really prepared for.
Yeah, it's definitely an adjustment. You know, I think, you know, growing up playing the game, you know, whether in high school or college, you know, you have a jamboree, you have live scrimmages, you have basically live game reps before the season gets kicked off. So I think that's, you know, definitely something to take in consideration. At the end of the day, it comes down to us executing and taking ownership of, you know, the start we've had and doing everything we can to make sure that we're moving up and forward, not dwelling on the start of the season.
Jet safety Matthias Farley joins us right now on the show. And so one thing that did happen after the game this past week is that one of the team captains, Steve McClendon, was traded. Did that come as a shock in the room? What kind of impact does it have to lose a captain, a leader?
Well, first and foremost, you know, I can't say enough about Steve and his leadership in the time that I've been here. It's my second year here, and Steve is really one of those guys that everybody looks to. I think he has an infectious personality. He's obviously been around for a long time in this league, so he imparted so much wisdom, and we're all grateful for that. At the end of the day, the NFL is a business, you know, and things like this happen. It happens all the time, and it's just one of those things. I think it's eye-opening for a lot of young guys who maybe haven't seen, you know, a mid-season trade necessarily, but at the end of the day, we are very grateful for Steve and everything he did for us and the wisdom he's given us, and, you know, obviously wish him nothing but the absolute best going to Tampa.
You say that. It's eye-opening. I know last, I think it was after the game, Avery Williamson was asked, or even maybe before the game, Avery Williamson was asked, like, what does a Le'Veon Bell trade say to the room? And he said that no one's safe. You know, that you pretty much realize that your performance matters. I mean, is that, when you say it's an eye-opener, is that sort of what it does in the room? Like, okay, you know, it's you know, you got to perform or you might be out of here.
I mean, absolutely. You know, being in the NFL, there's always that reality, Alan, you know, that no one is safe at the end of the day. Anybody can get cut. Anybody can get traded at any point. I think we try to not think about it maybe as much because it's ever present. But at the end of the day, when something like that happens, it's just that reality check that, you know, this is a game we're all very grateful and fortunate to get to play, but it is a business as well. And, you know, in any business, the organization is going to do what they see is best, or, you know, at the end of the day. So as players, if you haven't seen that as a young guy, I mean, if you're in the league for more than 6 months, you're going to see it and have, a grasp of it. But I think, especially for just the rookies, you know, they haven't seen even what a normal season, preseason, OTA looks like. So it's definitely eye-opening for some of the younger guys, for sure.
Now, there was some news made, again, before the game with Greg Williams talking to the media and talking about how some of the issues that you're having on the defensive side of the ball are not really all just the defense. It's, you know, and I think that's insinuating a lot of times it's field position, what you guys are putting, you know, the pressure you're put under, that the offense isn't getting a lot done. Therefore, the defense has to keep getting back out there on the field. That can suggest there's some finger pointing going on in the locker room. I remember a year with the Jets a bunch of years ago where a defensive player and offensive player, I believe it was Sheldon Richardson and Brandon Marshall one time, were getting at it in the locker room because one was saying the other one wasn't holding up their end of the bargain. Is any of that going on in the locker room?
No, there's not. You know, at the end of the day, we have to play complementary football. That's offense, defense, special teams. I don't think you could have any unit, you know, offense, defense, or special teams, look at ourselves in the eye over the course of this year and say that, you know, we've played to the potential that our group can play to and should be playing to. So there's not finger pointing. Everyone just has the mindset of getting better, improving every day. And we have to play complementary football at the end of the day. You know, special teams can't miss out on opportunities to swing the field, position battle. And then, you know, we got to execute offensively and defensively as well.
All right, there was a little bit of breaking news as we're talking right here, not involving your team, but a team that you had just played. You just played the Dolphins. Ryan Fitzpatrick was a starter, but at the end of that game, Tua Tagovailoa got into the game for his first experience, and now the Dolphins are naming him their starter now after the bye week. I know you guys didn't see a ton, really, of Tua. It was just at that last series, but any reaction at all to the Dolphins going to making that move?
I mean, it's not really pertaining to us in house. So, you know, obviously he was a great college athlete, had a great college career, and, you know, I'm sure they're excited about it, but, you know, he's not in our building. So I wish him nothing but the absolute best, as I do anybody, but, you know, I'm sure it's,
you guys have your own
best interest for their organization. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys have plenty to focus on at this point. I don't think you'll see them until after the bye now at this point, right? So. It won't be a factor. At least it won't be on your radar until then. All right. I can't let you go without at least having some fun to talk about. So, as a safety, seeing Marcus May make the interception, and basically they're calling it, you know, the butt interception, or whatever they want to call it, after the Jets have gone through butt fumbles and everything else. I mean, we've seen David Tyree catch a football on his helmet and help win a Super Bowl. This one's a little bit different. This is the ability to actually use, like, your glutes to hang on to the football. How much fun do you guys at least have with him in that moment to see a play like that?
Well, I mean, I told him we played Pittsburgh last year, not to backtrack, Alan, but we played Pittsburgh last year, and he had an amazing pass breakup at the end of the game, kind of similar situation, deep ball, knocked it out the last second. I was like, I said, Marcus, that's the greatest play I've ever seen in real life, live. And then after this play, you know, the ball went up in the air. Marcus is one of those guys, when the ball's in the air, he really has to go get it mentality. I think that's evident. So for him to come down with that ball in that situation, you know, it just speaks to the athlete he is. It's literally the greatest play I've ever seen, you know, front row for sure. And definitely just is a testament to his athletic ability. But also, you know, at that point in the game, he'd still be going after it like that. Nothing but the utmost respect for him.
Have you had that in film room yet? Have you seen that a few times in film room yet?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we all got the iPad after the game. You can watch the game on the plane on the ride home, or, you know, when you get home, whatever the case may be. And, you know, I don't think anybody didn't go back and rewind that several times. It's just crazy how it happened, you know, right, to be able to pin it as you're hitting the ground. It doesn't come out. You have one arm behind your back. I mean, that's pretty special right there.
That's why we do squats.
If you skip leg day, it might not have happened. You know?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, no question about it. Matthias, I appreciate a few minutes here. Hang in there. Good luck the rest of the season. Absolutely. All the best.
Yeah, thank you, Alan. Take care.
Don't miss Bart Scott and Alan Hahn. Weekdays at 11 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN.